'Tis the season of good cheer and being jolly, while taking care not to engage in too much folly, nor to falter as you run around here and there helter-skelter, finishing last-minute tasks, shopping, cooking, cleaning, liming, partying, or whatever. Just remember to pause and take a moment to give thanks for the gifts of life, love, and learning. Learning with love leads to growth and feeling more alive. Giving yourself the gift of lifelong learning is a way of loving yourself. Becoming better equipped to help those around you is a way of loving others. There's not a lot that can make you more cheerful and jollier than that.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock as we say good evening to Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners, 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 and respect. Merry Christmas Eve. What's going on, my brother?
Good, Slugs, man. How are you doing?
Phenomenal. Respect the Barbados for rocking with Beard and Rhythm and Ring throughout the entire year. It's been a fabulous, great guest. All of you have some icons and some stalwarts, and then we have some young and upcoming, so it was truly a fabulous year. And I want to thank all the callers, you know, Beards, St. George, who's calling, Gaw Hill, St. John, out of seat, St. Thomas, Black Rock is a given, that is my crew, Jackson is a given, that is my crew, everybody from Chalky Monk, St. Andrew. I want to shout out the QEH Pharmacy, big up the QEH Pharmacy. I went the other day, I had a recording to do. Had a meeting after, and pharmacy treated me really well. Let me get through early to do what I gotta do. They also showed, you know, Ahanja, lots of love. Ahanja was singing at a lunchtime concert for the NCF. And big respect to the NCF for putting on these lunchtime concerts. But the staff in the pharmacy really, really enjoying Ahanja's performance. And even made sure he called her over to tell her so herself. So it got really big at the pharmacy, you know, anytime the folks, you know, could commend the young ones and get us encouragement. I love anything like that. I have to say a big respect to UWI staff as well. Some people from UWI staff told me to make sure I shout them out. So I gotta shout them out for sure. I gotta thank you, Ollie, for passing through today at Peter Pan Bar and Grill and peeping at the talent a little bit. I appreciate you coming through and see all the young ones. You see all the young ones, it's better to come out. Everybody feels happy. Everybody's smiling. You know what I mean? And that's the vibe we like. And they're glad that you got to see that and experience it. You know what I mean? I know that what you just be saying here, don't be fake. You get me? Show you that these children has really, really got smiles on their faces when they're outside enjoying life. So thanks a million for coming through, my brother.
Thanks
how
for
are you
me.
And how?
I'm good, Sluggy. I'm going to... Man, Sluggy, I jump in straight into it. You got a call already, right? A lovely lady wants to have a word with you. I'm going to put her on the line in a minute. But before we do that, I see a young man on the screen here on Zoom, Sluggy. And the invitation you gave me today to come and check out the talent. When I was walking towards Peter Pan in Wortham, I heard the music, right? And I heard this song. The song, what is it?
Yeah.
Lock the door. Turn off the lights and lock the doors. That country song, right, Sluggy? You listening?
RG, yeah, you hear Archie singing.
Sluggy, listen. Sluggy. When I get there, I say, "All right,
go ahead."
So they playing some real nice country music. I see a young fellow on the stage singing this song, Sluggy. I thought it was the actual song. I'm looking at the screen and I can see the guy right here in front of me, Sluggy. I was gonna ask you about him, but he's here now. Man, he is talented, Sluggy. What's his name?
Listen, that is one of our hosts and one of my youngsters from BIM Got Talent, Archie. You know, he's a bright boy. Was he head boy at Garrison Secondary School? Was Garrison name though?
Graydon Sealy.
He was a former head boy at Graydon Sealy, and all he saw. Listen, Danico and I, right? We could say that. We was hoping that. Yeah, that. Because right now, you know, he ain't gonna stop singing. Because he's the host. He's one of our hosts. And he's also one of the coordinators. So that it will talk to behind the scenes and help plan everything, help coordinate everything. To be some man late. and Archie was still there early. I mean, so he's one serious little man. He's not a singer, but and you telling him how good he sung.
Whoa.
You ain't know what you do on this Christmas. Whoa.
For me,
you
Sluggy,
know, upset the whole
I would appreciate if he could.
Good, it, you,
man, Sluggy.
Listen, it went on the show to Barbados. Hold on. It went on the show. He sound good to you, but you?
Fantastic, Sluggy. Song's fantastic. I thought it was his song.
Bro, big up my MC. Big up my horse. You know, he big up my horse. He's walk up the worst in Barbados. He walk up super stink. You know what I mean? So he's extremely talented. So people might see him on Instagram. He's popular on Instagram. May not do Danny Cole. He's popular. So people might be seeing him just walking up, think that that's all to him.
Hmm.
But he's also an MC, a master of ceremonies. You know what I mean? He's a good horse. And now I'm hearing from you that you think he got a voice.
I tell you what, Sluggy. Don't let's not listen to me.
Make you do it live?
Do me
Make
a favor.
A piece,
yeah,
like
just
live?
A little piece, please. That's the first few lines, man. Give it to me, my brother.
I don't talk. The show is, you in control.
Maybe lock the door and turn the lights down low. And put some music on the soft and slow. Oh, baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be old man.
My brother, what's your name again? What's your name? Give me your name again, sir.
Yeah, my name is Archie.
Archie. How old are you, Archie?
I'm 20.
Whoa. Back to you, Sluggy. Oh.
Bigger Archie, my bigger Archie. A bright boy, as the Bearden was saying, Bearden parlance. You know, he's a bright fella. I love when the youngsters getting this love and adoration, man. So good job, Archie. But Ollie, I was asking you, how are you enjoying this Pigmas season, this Xmas season, this Christmas season?
Every second is Christmas for me, Sluggy, period. That's how I see life. Every second is Christmas. So I'm thankful as I am every second, you know.
I like that.
Well, that's me. That's me, Sluggy. That's me, you know. I'm thankful for every millisecond.
We have a caller?
Unfortunately, she has gone. She was holding on.
We had a caller. Call
she can call back. If, ma'am, if you have an opportunity, because, give us a call back.
Listen to me, right? I love that every day is Christmas for you, and I believe you should feel like that. That in life, you must have some highs. Everything can be highs, and you got some highs and lows, but you must have some highs. You can't be just one way every day, Ollie.
I agree with you. So that's why when you get those highs, you got to appreciate them. And when you're low, appreciate when you're low, because you're going to get that high. You know what I mean?
Yes. And they got some birthday shout-outs. Today is Cheryl Harper birthday. She's one of the staff at the NCF, so big up Cheryl Harper on her birthday. We can play a special song. We want you make sure you got the thing queue up there, and when it get to a performance, we can let go of one of the first performances for Cheryl. I think a steel pan is the first thing that is gonna come up. We can play a nice steel pan number for Cheryl. But happy birthday, Cheryl Harper. She don't miss Bim Got Talent. She always tune in. Today is her birthday. Yesterday was her daughter's birthday. So we want to say a special happy birthday to you, a Merry Christmas Eve, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas tomorrow, the entire day. I got big up Kashira. Big up Kashira, always locked on. Thanks for tuning in the entire year. I got big up Paula in St. George, always locked on. I appreciate that to all. I got big up Kimmy over there in Silver Hill, locked on. Big up Kimmy. Thanks for Thanks for tuning in at all times. 434-1790. 434-1790. I want to hear what is on the menu for you all tomorrow. Let me know what is on the menu and what time can myself, Archer, and Danny Cole pass for some Christmas food tomorrow. Colin, let me hear what's on this extensive. Right, Ollie, oh, not well. Well, Ollie and Sluggy, I just want to know. I loyal to the fall, so I am moving. I am moving vote Ollie. You know what I mean? We come as a team. So Ollie and I, the team, we want to play it part down. 434-1790. Want to know what is on the menu? Who is helping you? If any family coming for Christmas, coming to spend the holiday with you, call in and let me know and give them a shout out. Shout outs to all of my family in Canada, Lock Tom, my cousin Val, and Auntie Pepsi, Lock Tom. You know, I love one for the support. And see one next week. Thursday, they can't wait. They got a bigger the division of youth for sponsoring today. Today we had a nice Christmas do flicky with Peter Pan Bar and Grill right down Worthy Main Road. And thanks for the people for coming out and checking out the vibes. We really, really appreciate it. Right, but 434-1790. No, Danny Cole and Archie.
We do have a caller, Sluggy. Sorry to interrupt. We do have a caller.
That's no problem. The caller's rule. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing. Rhythm and Rhyme. I got young Archie on the line. I got Danny Cole on the line. Uncle Ollie and Sluggy's here with you. Thanks for calling the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Let me go.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Yes, yeah. Please.
On the menu tomorrow is beet pork, chicken stew,
beet pork,
macaroni pie, green peas and rice, and vegetables, potato salad, coleslaw, and the whole works.
Listen, so what, this is a question now, because you calling here beet pork you're doing?
Yeah, beet pork and some chicken stew.
You pour it down season
every already? Every six last week.
I just there marin.
Wait.
People is marinate pork in the fridge for a week?
Yes, the season is a good to it.
Oh my God, boy, you know that you can't call in and do this and don't offer Ollie and I some.
Sure, what I can come and get.
Where are you calling?
I call it from Parsland.
Parsland, Christchurch?
Yes, please.
Your Parsland, Christchurch. All right, that sounds good. You will tell off here, you will tell Ollie exactly where you are. Tomorrow we swinging through. Tomorrow doing a Christmas run by everybody. So when I look for Uncle Sluggy, beet pork. You see you're doing lamb too?
Yeah, lamb and chicken stew.
Wait. Beet pork, lamb, chicken stew, macaroni pie, rice, vegetables. You're doing coleslaw and things too?
Yeah,
potato salad. Don't forget potato salad.
Yeah, I tell you potato salad. I like a beet ham too.
How much people by you?
All who pass through again. Right now, it's only me and my grandson here. I hear no.
Oh, your grandson is?
That he helps. He's 12. No. I hear that he helps.
Your grandson is only 12?
Yeah.
No, you're going to left your info off here. You can't eat more, Danny. He can't eat more than me, Danny Kwan, Archie, for sure. But me and Danny Kwan, no Archie.
Don't forget Monday's back at Tuesday. So the rest is served there 2 days.
Well, so you're trying to tell me that when we come tomorrow, we can't eat so much because you got to have some new food for Monday and Tuesday? That you telling me?
I just cook enough. Maybe probably pass too, could get.
Well, good. Oh, my God. I love that, man. You hear it? Are you cooking all of yourself?
Of course. I could cook. My sister learned me to cook Laura. She grew.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
I live in Parsland, Christchurch.
Is there a specific?
Not on air, Danny Cole.
I want big up my superintendent, Miss Lynn. I want big up my supervisor, Skinny, and Maxwell, and all the girls.
Give me that game break up there, Maxwell, the superintendent. Good.
Miss Lynn.
Skinny,
And Skinny, my supervisor, and Maxwell, and all the girls that's working. Miss Lynn,
SSA, listen, SSA is family. My buddy, My brethren, big up Alf, Cal Alf, Podmore.
Everybody has working at the office.
Who's in PR? Yeah, big up everybody that's working at the office.
This world. And Canterbury.
Go ahead and get me Garrett to go tomorrow.
Huh? Are you going to do what?
Can you get me Garrett to go tomorrow? Can you get me a ticket tomorrow?
No, nobody working tomorrow. You get me to get
because Christmas when it's stopping home.
Yeah.
Well, Lane's not right. I can live with that.
No, that reasonable. That's not reasonable. I ain't got no problem with that.
Bigger
I can't forget my girl Yvonne.
No, you can't forget you. Yvonne. Will be there at SS, yeah? Your
I'm
son?
I'm so cute, yes.
Well, your son is where at SS here too?
Yes.
Were you or you get a job for he?
No.
Oh. You know, you son working together on the boat. They're cleaning up the place. Thank
you. He's working on the truck. Working symmetry.
Oh, nice. What was your son's name again? You got to get a proper shout out.
And Freddy was his birthday. Kilborn.
Kilborn, happy birthday to you from VOB. Maximum respect and love. And thanks for cleaning up Barbados. Kilborn, maximum respect to you and happy birthday the entire month.
And Miss Lane, I can't forget Miss Lane neither.
No problem. Big ups to Miss Lane. For sure, Miss Lane. And I want these people to know that you're calling them names. I want people to know you're calling them names. And tomorrow you're baking pork and all kind of thing. So if when they hear she calling, when they think when she's big friends, Sluggy, Archie, Danico, and Ollie, four plates, then go tomorrow, man. Is you playing you there calling me and big up all of these people? Four plates. Then order out from Paris Land. And I know, but I could be contented, but you see Danico? Danico again wants seconds. So
I
that's five plates
I
going tomorrow.
I've bigger divorced family too.
All the time. All the time. Right too. Big them up. Big them up.
Yeah.
But listen, the question we want to know is what time did this food finish tomorrow?
I get done cook about 12 o'clock.
That's so good. Because you done got me my Graham. Big up my partner Graham on the outside. My taxi man is do anything for me. So big up Graham. Graham may come for me. At 11 o'clock tomorrow, I seen it on air because he locked on. He come for me at 11 o'clock. And me and Danny Cohen go up there and wait for Ollie because Ollie live near there, so Ollie can meet me. And when we get there by 11:30, we turn in that part.
Not a problem.
What's your name?
I want bigger too.
All.
Nico, Zaria, Zakaya, Xavier, Deshaun.
Shakaya. Bigger Shakaya. What is your name?
My name is Kathy.
Bigger Kathy from Paris Land. My sister, SSA staff. Thanks y'all for doing such a great job in Barbados. And thank you in advance for the succulent pork, the wonderful lamb, the nicely cooked chicken, the freshly baked ham, the fluffy
rice.
And, oh my God, and some nice macaroni pie. Like Danico said, some potato salad. I can take a picture of my plate tomorrow.
And lettuce. The whole works.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it, man. Kathy from Paris, man. I want to hear who gets beat this man tomorrow.
And if you want a banana for the side, you will get a banana for the side too.
Ollie, we getting a banana for the side, Ollie? Ollie, we getting a banana for the side, boss? You know what I mean? Big up you.
Kathy is sweet.
And a glass of wine, if you please.
Well, girl, listen to me here. Listen to me, girl. Don't give me wine. They only get wine, they just want to walk up all the time.
You get wine.
Yeah, you know when they get one, there's one, or you're doing boys one pawn some music, that's walk up by the whole evening.
So hear
don't give me no one in the parish line, yeah.
I hear you.
Don't give me no one in the parish line.
Enjoy you all Christmas.
Listen, same to you, man. I appreciate your call. It's enough love. And remember, it's ntitraining.nti.org.bb. All of that was an awesome call. biggest for that call, our first call. No, Danny Cole, we had a long year, and I got a question for you and Arky, and I want two different answers. You've seen the year we had. What do you want to see happen more? I want the good parts. What do you want to see more of for 2023? Especially from you all as social influencers, and you all have a big platform like BIM Got Talent, and you all individual platforms big as well. I want to know from you all, Danny Cole first, what do you want to see more of, and how do you think you can help in that area? Danny Cole Watson, people, this is Danny Cole Watson. You hear me talk about BIM Got Talent all the time. You hear me get enough praise and awards for BIM Got Talent. Danny Cole, my nephew, who's the project manager for BIM Got Talent. You know what I mean? Sending registration, we ain't be registering to come back official. Danny Cole is the projects coordinator for BIM Got Talent. Bigger a hand here. The president, all your step forward, step aside. Again, young people, everything to run. Again, do my thing with BIM, get rid of my rhyme. Concentrate on that. And then letting go of BIM Got Talent to the youngsters. So when you hear me talk BIM Got Talent, you all see me get all this praise. Danny Cole Watson, who's the project's coordinator, and Angie is the president. You understand? So those youngsters who deserve the credit. Danny Cole, no, I want to know from you. And you all can still call and give me that mail. You want to know from you what you want to see more of, and what do you plan to do to help with that? And that question is also to Archie. These is two young men, early 20s. Let's hear what they got to offer Barbados.
Good night to all. I'm Danny Cole speaking. This is not Archie, this is Danny Cole. BIM's Got Talent. BIM's Got Talent first started off, you know, in the entertainment sector, where we go on live, we throw scenarios out there, people come up, people start acting out these scenarios. I start participating, so because acting is reacting, people start reacting off of me. Then it turned into singing. I go up, or she co-hosts with me. People come on, people start singing songs. All these things was for free. People came up and start performing for free. We was doing this for free. This the platform was already big because I am an actor, and I just be on Instagram acting, doing relatable skits that people my age and people above me can relate to, you know? But I built a platform off of that, off of acting, basically, off of reacting, off of things that happen in the moment. Like the World Cup just happened and I just did a video excited because Argentina won, because I'm a Messi fan, I'm a Messi supporter. And it got a lot, it went viral, you know, because it was an honest reaction, to his victory. And people can relate to that because they got a lot of Messi fans up there. But what I'm saying is that building my platform, steadily building my platform, encouraged me to, there was an initiative. Sluggy started this initiative where BIM's Got Talent is a place where you can put the youth in the spotlight. The youth got a voice. It's not only about singing and acting, it's about the youth and their importance and their integrity. About how they can be, what they can be, by you know, doing what they are passionate about. Doing what they are passionate about. Because
I need matter what they're passionate about.
Many of us work 9 to 5. Many of us work 9 to 5, and many of y'all, you know, I don't want to say y'all old folks, but many of y'all elderly folks work 9 to 5, and you go to work, you support your child, you buy things for the house. So is everybody doing everything for Christmas? What this initiative is, it's not that you cannot work a 9 to 5, but are you passionate about your 9 to 5? All of us have a talent, a God-given ability, a God-given talent, and BIM's Got Talent is really for you to push towards your passion, to create a better life for you and your family living in your passion. That's what BIM's Got Talent is about. You know, and I host these things, living on those ideals. You know, I was in the entertainment sector for about 5 years. I started in secondary school. Then came up. At first, I wasn't doing it for money. I was doing it for free because I was passionate about entertainment. Then it ended up being monetized. BIM's Got Talent helps me a lot because I have a talent. It's a talent. Or she's the same. Or she's an actor, a dancer. You know, he worked with different people, Exotic, Exotic Entertainment. Exotic team does an entertainment. It's entertainment brand, which was his back size. Hired people from Trinidad and Jamaica. These people come in to sing and perform. You know, but me personally, I started all entertainment sector. Ben's Got Talent is a part of the entertainment sector. And Ben's Got Talent slowly and steadily turned into a charity. I know I'm helping families, you know, families that can't, you know, fend for themselves, can't support themselves, doesn't have food on the table on a day-to-day basis. And I never thought that that is what this would have turned into. I never thought that this is what it would have gone to. And I'm actually happy about doing it. I'm actually happy about helping families, helping friends, because, you know, not all of us have the same status. Not all of us have the same financial status, I should say. And Ben's Got Talent helping me to help other people. You know, and I got people that are watching my lives, are watching Archie's lives, whether Archie be dancing or he be acting, we may be doing comedy, we may be reacting off of one another, making people laugh, and haven't eaten. And Bim's Got Talent is doing this for us. And in the future, I would like Bim's Got Talent to, you know, not everybody, hockey player, football player, it doesn't have to be singing and dancing, you know, it doesn't have to be per se entertainment, it could be sporting, but everyone that has a passion, I would like Bim's Got Talent build enough of a platform to get those people to live in their passion. That's it for me.
Well spoken, young man, Sluggy.
Well, yes, you know, come off your block. He was raised well. Good. No, Archie, for you, I want you to just cast through 2022 for you, and the good thing is that you would like to see more of for 2023.
To be honest, this is Archie. To be honest, Daddy could touch on a lot, honestly. Sometimes I made a talk about it, he talked about it too. So, for my one part, the only thing I would really like to see in 2023, I want more young people to feel more confident about being themselves, yeah, rather than trying to portray an image that they're not. That's a big one.
We can't just skip to that, Archie, boy. Hey, listen, boy, I love that you ain't there, boy. At Stone, tell us what you think is important and why you need to mention that.
Because
I love that topic. Go ahead.
Because I'm a young man, so like I see things day to day on a day to day basis. So like I see people follow them friends
to fitting
into a crowd rather than doing something they love. That like me. I just play cricket, and I hear enough people say they don't like cricket. But I get stopped playing cricket because my friends ain't gonna come and watch me play cricket. And all my friends will play football. But I get stopped playing my cricket because my friends don't like cricket. But I see people start doing what they love to be unsatisfied doing something that their friend want, but it's not something that you want. So them basically living for somebody else and not living for themselves.
And I want to say a thing, not another crossover, Archie. I want to say a thing too, because I'm a young advocate of the anti-violence campaign. The same group of people who sponsored and who supported us for eons now, even to DSL at the Peter Pan Born Grill, the Division of Youth. I did a part of advocating for the anti-violence campaign, where, you know, there's an upsurge in gun violence. This initiative really come about because of the upsurgence in gun violence. But we touch all aspects of violence, whereas psychological violence, sexual violence, domestic violence, all these types of violence. We did a film series, which communicated all of these things and spread that message. If you all want to see it, all you have to do is go on the Division of Youth Instagram page, Instagram handle. There's the link in there, but you can use directly to that. What I'm saying is...
Anybody's got the one page too, so you can check out both.
Yeah, also that. What I'm saying is that... A lot of young people are psychologically violated, and that is what makes them appeal for some sort of acceptance. You know, so I'm going to do what somebody wants me to do so I can feel some sort of comfortability within me. I want to feel accepted by Archer. So Archer likes going to the beach on Sundays and walking up and down and ping-pong with females. I am going to take myself and go to the beach with Archer and walk up and down people with females, not because I want to do it, but because I want to feel accepted by someone. You know, so it all to do with self-love. You got to love thyself first, you know? You got to love what you do. And I don't know, y'all will have to tell me how we can stray away from that, because a lot of young people are living with unanswered questions, you know? How do I avoid peer pressure, you know? Is it something that I have to do initially, or is it something that my parents should have taught me? I know I cannot do it because I wasn't taught that from a young age. How do I avoid it? You know, so there's a lot of questions that are unanswered, and it's this, the youth, I don't want to say it's destroyed, but we are left wandering. We are left wandering, and we are doing things oblivious to what we are doing. We don't even know what we are doing. You know, it's in our subconscious. I don't even know that I want to be accepted by Archer. That is why I go up and down a beach with Archer. You know, it just so happened that it's natural. It flowing naturally, but it's not what it is.
Nice, well spoken. Danico, you jumped me. I know you had all that in you. You know, I mean, I know if Archer rubbing off on you, because Archer was head boy, you betrayed a matchy.
Slucky, what I could tell the young man is for him to have the ability to step back and realize what's going on, to zoom out, to zoom all the way out and see, you know something, this isn't real, this isn't good for me. I don't have to do something that I don't like just to be accepted. So for him to realize that, and to realize that's a problem with the youth, that's a big thing there, Slucky.
Yeah, yes, like I always commend when a youngster could be very aware, you understand? Because it'd be hard to get lost. So you could get really lost in the sauce, man, in what's going on and society and the societal norms and how things supposed to be and how men supposed to behave and how your men supposed to act. Especially from where Danico and I from, you know what I mean? Because we come from them parts, you know, like we live in the heart of them parts. So like the worst of the worst is what we raise up seeing, you understand? So like anything you see happening in Barbados and don't care how cruel it is, where we come from will be considered that place. You get me? So to be still aware in the midst of all of that is saying special. So I don't take it for granted, though. He's know how much I appreciate how he see life. You know what I mean? Like, so I just be glad. And he's don't take no credit for it, Ollie. These youngsters,
well,
brilliant.
You know, Slucky, that's a good thing. It's good that you don't take the credit, but I saw some photographs of a ceremony the other day. I think it's your alma mater, your school. They were giving you some recognition. Yeah,
that was Danico, man. Right. Yeah, that was Danico went to school. Danico
right. And Slucky, I'll tell you something, you know, I can say it publicly. I only really met you this year. I only really started working on weekends on VOB in December last year. Quite a lot. And now I work every weekend. And every Saturday I see you either on Zoom or in person. And today I got two guys here on Zoom. One of them I saw on stage today. I've met Yahanje. I've met so many young people that you've brought who interact with you, Slucky, and I just got to tell you, big respect to you, Slucky Dan, for the effect that you've had and you continue to have on the youth. You know, all these young people that you bring, all these young people that come around you, and they speak in such positive ways, Slucky. And, you know, you said you joked a bit earlier talking about chip off the old block, etc. But the reality is, big respect to you, Slucky, you know, for what you do, what you've recognized. No. And I want to ask you a question, Slucky, because you asked me, you asked the youth, and I want to ask you in terms of Christmas. How is it for you? How is this Christmas going for you?
To be honest, it's rough and it's hell, but now you know it's keep it real, I tell you, but I bank on myself
for these type of things, you know what I mean? So I don't really worry about myself. But this year, particularly dread, man, you know what I mean? I ain't know why I feel like so much problems, and coming on to the end of the year, I feel like things were multiplying, man. So it ain't feel good yet, but what bringing me joy, is like being out today and having so much young people do such a great job, and people really enjoy it. So that still give me some sort of solace. You get what I mean? So, but it got too much things in Barbados happening right now for me to find a smile, a true smile, to be honest with you. Or it can be extremely transparent now. Like, in Barbados, too many things happening for me to get a smile. And many persons like yourself, right? I think it'd be right here because it's the end of the year, right? My person in Barbados, like yourself, give me all this praise, and they talk about my alma mater heard, held the Independence Parade, and you know, a parade in my honor, and it was the guest of honor, and they kept the march past, and you know, things that's happened to people, made a real old or ordinary today, to my young age, you know, like many things happened for me, but still, it's got tremendous fight with youth projects, especially the youth that is dealing with, because you were here in Barbados here. You want the violence to stop. You know what I mean? And sorry. You were here in Barbados, you want the violence to stop. And you know, like, I will know the youngsters that are violent. I will live the places where the violence is. You know what I mean? And I will want help, and they will get enough rejection. So when they come from here, you know, it's gotta be fake and pretend that, you know, it's love, and pretend that the authorities or the powers that be or corporate barbers who have old guard pretend that it's got so much love and support, but they can tell you the truth for the year is being far from that. It'd be far from that. You see the open mic, I spoke about the open mic I did and the showcase I did where Barbados voted us the best open mic, and we won that award, and they wanted to do that project again, and it was turned down. It was told that too much people was asking for help, so that project was turned down. No, imagine you do something, right? Imagine you're doing something and you do it the best and you still don't get another chance to do it. That happened to my young people this year. You know what I mean? And they can't ever blame the government either. The Division of Youth had told me, you know, the funds weren't available, which you can understand, you know, it's different places. But for me, it's be like, if you're doing something and it's the best, and then you can't get help for it still. Like, there's nothing you can do better than being the best. If you was the best number one and you rejected, you know what I mean? So to them come and pretend you're Christmassy and smiley, it can't do it. But I feel good that the youngsters, you understand, the youngsters improving, the youngsters progressing, the youngsters going forward, and that way feel great about, you know what I mean? So that hopefully the youngster can get opportunities they need so that I could just bow out. So you just bow and go and carry on my life gracefully, quite hard, like being real. You know what I mean? Like, Barbados right now, heartbreaking. So I can't pretend with you, Ollie. This year was pure hell.
But my Sluggy, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because for me, as I said, in meeting and dealing with you, and seeing the effect that you have on these young people, Barbados really needs to get behind
you. Know what I mean? I still don't get the support. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Be like, we just want violence start right now. Right now, it could get 100 youngsters to be violent or to be nice. You know what I mean? This ain't a brag. This is just me being honest.
But Sluggy, I was going to tell you, this is your nephew here, the gentleman who's here with us. This is your nephew?
Yeah, bro. So, my nephew, exactly. And not just my nephew, I raised he too.
But this is what I was going to tell you, Sluggy.
So
I
these
mean,
youngsters, like, these youngsters and people that I just know, these people that I personally got personal relationships with. You get what I'm telling you?
But Sluggy, this is what I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? We grew up and you see it, and you see all kinds of different people. So I'm looking at these two guys here on the internet. Yeah. I saw one of them on stage today. So if you weren't there in their lives as an instrument of positivity and direction, where would he be right now? You know what I mean? Like, listening to the young men speak and how they bring themselves across, where would they be right now? So, Sluggy, yeah. I'm really sorry to hear that you got it rough and you're not getting any help. But my brother, whatever it is that listen, right? Whatever it is that you're doing, it's working. So I'm imagining Barbados. Suppose Barbados, you guys really did get behind Sluggy in the way that he wanted. Imagine the effect he would have then.
And this ain't just. This ain't just me. This is period. This whole Barbados is Ollie. You understand? So this ain't just for Sluggy, and this is everybody. So this ain't just the government I'm talking about. This ain't just corporate Barbados. I'm speaking about this is community. This people. This every single one. You will do an event with the youth. Or you were bringing a Jamaican artist singing slap music or gun lyrics, and Barbados were good to the effect that promoting the gun lyrics and slapness before they come to saying with young people doing positive things. So this ain't just saying I could blame the government. This is saying that ain't we. You get me? So this is all of we, man. You know what I mean? Like if you bring in some country and western singer now or some oldie goldie singer now and you hold it at the Oval or saying I'm more sure Barbados can turn out, you know what I mean, and ram the place. You know what I mean? But if it's youngsters that trying to change their life, you know, are trying to be positive and not get the same support. So this ain't just for me. They just how we are, Ollie. If you print your name up on a shirt, Ollie, and start selling them, people can buy Nike shirts. People can buy Jordan brand more than yours. People can buy Polo more than yours. Although they know you, although they went to school with you, although they play cricket with you, although you was passing my bus stop, or do you catch bus with them? Them is still going to buy a Polo shirt before they buy yours. So this ain't even me. This is just how I read. I just can't realize that this is how Barbados is. You know what I mean? So this is everybody. You got a family, Ollie, that will buy things from Tom before they buy from you.
Nice. And the pretty word is cultural imperialism.
That way is, you know what I mean? So that's how cultural imperialism you can just. But this is, you know what I mean? Is the reason why Spooch dead. But we pretend that we love Spooch so much. We pretend that we love Jackie Lopez so much. We pretend that we love our own so much. You know what I mean? But still, all of us can admit that Spooch dead. Spooch don't play a lot. They play a lot at a certain time. But still, other music dominate the radio. So you know that is a...
But Sluggy, say you know, say that, right? When I was in the junior program at St. Catherine's, the Barracuda, as they used to call it, the cricket program, Matt Fingal was my coach. And I remember one evening he sat down with me and tell me that he's explaining the way the world does work in Barbados, that we prefer to buy from the Indians, rather than buy from we black people. That's where you go, that he sit down and explain all of that to me. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, buddy.
Oh, good.
I'm listening.
But yeah,
we're saying is real stuff. And this was how old you talking about?
About the junior program, that is about 13. I did young, I still in primary school.
But you want to hear a joke now, bro? Yeah, tell me, I'm being real with you. At 13 years old, it wasn't that aware. So how you could say that you had that conversation at 13? Like, I know about Ollie, but me and my friends in my age group, you were not that aware, brother. You know what I mean? It was everything. America was God for me. Everything. Jamaica was God for me. You don't care what body is. So it wasn't that we're at 13 for sure. So you saying that you had that kind of conversation at 13 is extremely impressive. But yeah. how there's a question I got for you. They wanted to tell explain an audience. Like, how you take that at that time compared to now? Does it mean more to you now? And do you see it more now?
I hear you, like, can you repeat that?
Compared to you having that conversation at that time, and are you thinking about it now? Do you see it differently now? Do you see it more now? Are you more aware now? What message does it send to you, and how you feel we could combat those things? I know it's a big question to ask, but how you feel we could be better in that regard?
To be honest, I believe it started at home. I believe it started at home. That's one thing.
could see that would change the way we living right now.
It's true. It's true. And can't get wrong. You can't wrong if you're good here. You saying San Danico?
What I want to say is that I just want to say this because Sluggy is my uncle, but I'm saying this because of the conversations we had, you know? The reason why the youth, why we love Uncle Sluggy is because of the conversations he has with us. You know, we see where we want to get. We see what we want to do. And he helps us to materialize it. He helps us to do it. We get the platform, you know, we get the people, you know, the important people, you know, some of the important people supporting us, you know, some of people he will bring to us to speak to us, you know, that quote unquote have this status, this successful status. But we as children, well, not children, we as the youth, we know that we know when something is real or when something is not. You know, and not for us, we know our passion, we know what is our talent, we have identified our talent, but we can't see if it's real in the future. If you want to see where I'm coming from, we can't see if it is it achievable? Can I become a professional football athlete? Is it real? You know, and I think that is where the government got to come in on, to help us, you know? So he could do so much for us, but we need more and more assistance. Yeah,
and I, like, for me, and don't get me wrong, Barbados, I understand you need money for other things. I understand that money be tight. It's just that me, I unapologetic about my fight. And yes, I am extremely biased to my cause. So in my mind, I believe that young people and what I'm doing is the most important thing in the world. And I believe that you should never ever got an excuse to not having money. That's in my mind. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that I am perfect. So I'm not saying that there are not other things more important than the children and the youth. But for me, in my mind, and let me say this on VOB, in my opinion, working with the young people, especially the ones that prone to violence, working with them for me is the most important thing, especially if you want the violence to stop. But that is for me, and like I say, I am aware of my bias.
And that's where we gotta get hectic in the community now. With good things, you know, happening in the community. You know, football tournaments and all these things that is gonna help us. Because I know many people that are prone to the block have a talent. Some of them could play tennis real good. Some of them could play football real good. I told some of these people have extraordinary talent.
For sure. But
what causes them to go to the block is
neglected.
Negligence.
Because I know they got people that I know.
We kidding ourselves if we're in 21st century. We're in 21st century. Everything is seen through money. Success is determined through money. The car you drive, the house you live in. Everything is determined through money. And if I as a aspiring football athlete doesn't see step by step money, am I still going to chase down becoming a successful football athlete? No. And this is what many of those people that are prone to the blocks have done. I could play tennis, but tennis can't pay like bill.
But to be honest.
Block.
To be honest.
I could play football. Football can't pay the water bill. Block. I could sing. I could rap. Die feeding me. Block. And I don't, the block is, you know, and I got some of these people, the same set of people that is going to block and meditate on these things. But why I'm saying this is because this is why I love my uncle, because that is where he's avoiding us. No, that is where Bim got talent has stepped in, giving me giving him, even Archer, a platform, a hope, you know, some form of idealism where we know that we can be what we want to be. He could be a choreographer if you want to be a choreographer. I can be an actor if you want to be an actor. It can happen. It's real. It's not a delusion. It's not a dream. It can happen.
Yeah, and for me, too, Danico, it because the young people that work with it is honestly be good. So, like I say, I don't know what the fuck it's be, but like, or like, biggest to Deanna Price. Deanna Price won Teen Talent. Biggest to her. You know, everybody knows she's always being our sing off and being got talent from Inception. Big ups to Ahanjia won Junior Monarch. You understand? Big ups to Trinity. Trinity come second in Soca Monarch. Big ups to Tia. You know, so it was like, you know, you'll work with enough youngsters that would be the best of the best. You get me? So, like, you will work with people that subpar, like Danny Cole, who was aspiring to get a degree in acting at UWA and doing very well. You know, Ahanjia at BCC doing very well. Carissa Chase, who's one of our youngsters. Carissa is a supervisor already. Carissa is about 20, 21. 20 years old, and she's a supervisor already, you know, a top chef at just 20 years old. So our youngsters, so whatever argument people want to bring, our youngsters be the best. Whatever Barbados has, our youngsters is winning. And I hate competition, but this is the way you all gauge. If you all want to gauge popularity, the last numbers was 87,000 people in 2 weeks passing through our platforms. 87,000 people passing through online. And the last live show we did, we see with Danny Co and them, the last live show, I see like 1,300 people locked on. When BIM Got Talent live, and I saw 9,000 and some pass through, you know, and then numbers is be more numbers than CBC Stand One Party. Then numbers is be more numbers than Slamming the Live. So the numbers is be crazy. The success is be there. There's been the awards. Ahanjia and them did the A levels, got by every single A level, you know, doing the degrees. So every single part of society, our youngsters is at the top and the peak. But like I said, I know that I just be biased because I believe that working with at-risk youth and youth that prone to violence and come from violence neighborhood, I believe working with them, to telling them stop shooting, get them money off of the shooting and the fight and the violence. They believe working with them kind of youngsters is the way to do it. But somehow we got some other philosophy. I don't know if you got people shooting boat. I don't know no other way to get people to start from shooting boat than to work with the people that prone to shoot. For me, I thought it was a common sense thing that if Ollie always slapping John, I try to go to Ali to get Ali start slapping John head, or I can go to Ali, I can go to Ollie uncle, I can go in tongue and work with youth in tongue. What then youth in tongue aspire Ollie to start slapping John on your head? Not me. I go to Ollie. For you know what Ollie like. For you know what Ollie like to do. Try to find opportunities for he and that. So that I got Ollie so busy. We chat yourself with it. Just the RT and Danny Cole and then realize we there December, yeah. We do real things for the year already, yeah. You know what I mean? Even Danny Cole was saying to this evening, one if we going back in the open mic, best open mic category, we ain't do nothing. I show Danny Cole how much open mics we do for the year already. Wow. You understand? You see, I forget we do them, yeah? You know what I mean? So that how much things we do that he think that
so being, too happy, happy that, man. He's happy being occupied, too much being things happy.
Doing. Let me see. But you say we got a caller.
We do.
And they got a quick word. And I got a message. I just want to read out a quick message here from someone that WhatsApping something that they're doing. And I thank Barbados for supporting and get a hand Jay really talk for y'all quickly. A quick message from someone in the WhatsApp. Mahandra, you ready?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Barbados. The Lux Gem Growing Empowering Minds organization, which is community-based, is a personal and professional developmental hub which seeks to provide opportunities for young people by assisting their future aspirations. They partner with various business professionals to share their knowledge and experience, and by extension, build a community of positive young individuals to contribute to the overall development of our country. The program concludes with a pageant show where the production features a number of talented professionals within the creative industry in Barbados, including fashion designers, musicians, makeup artists, logistics specialists, entertainment, and much more. The final show off for this pageant is January the 8th, 2023. And for more information, you can feel free to contact the director of the pageant, Mr. Rico Bradshaw. And on Instagram, you can find them at Miss Lux Gem Barbados. That is MissLuxGem.
Manager, you expect to have a number? You give me a number? 830-02-77. 830-02-77-11. People have initiatives like that. Good evening. This is Deirdre Rhythm and Rain. We have the extremely intelligent Archie, Danny Cole. That was Ahan J, Daniel the Junior, Calypso, Marna, my young persons that are doing extremely awesome. And we have two quarters on the way. They got the first bigger division of youth for sponsoring the part of our event today. Bigger division of youth for coming on board whenever they can. I love and appreciate you all. Keep up the great work, the division of youth. I got to big up the divinity development. Keep up the great work. And of course, you know, my partners who I represent, 1,000 who are always there for me, the NTI. There's no place like the NTI, National Transformation Initiative. All in why I love them, because they're along a person like me that have structure. So they have over 1,000 free courses. So if I want my youngsters all to be good at things and be doing and to be structured and improving the things they're doing, I can point them to a free online course, Ollie, and they got to spend a cent. That's why I love the NTI training. NTI.org.bb. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good evening, Sluggy.
Good evening. Yes, please.
This is your old friend.
Yes, please.
Season's greetings to all the youngsters. And I hope you have God or Christ in your Christmas. No. Let an old fool speak from experience. I was brought up in a complete home. I have father and mother and 6 sisters older than myself. But I never allowed the fact that I had everybody there to make me sit down, lie down, and hold my hands and not do things. I learned to sew my own clothes up to my eldest sister, was seamstress. I used to help and all like now, so I was probably be helping for somebody Christmas thing. I sew up my own clothes, do my own hair, and raise my chickens and whatever else and so on, and economize for myself, thinking for myself. It did not matter what anybody wanted to give me. I had cousins in America that would send money and dresses and whatever for me. But I always thought and planned for myself, wanted to do things for myself. I always tried to help myself and never lay back and say, oh, I got my big sister to do this. And by the way, my big sister is 101. She is in hospital now in America. What I'm saying, she was a seamstress. Many a time I helped big sister sew clothes and things for people and never in the afternoon. Well, it's coming near the time to go to the thing. She would say to me, Dad, I don't think I can pin your dress. You have a lot of nice little dresses. And I would go contented and put on a dress that I had from before. I never felt that I had to have the new dress just because I would think, well, I would help my sister down to the last minute. So people, youngsters have to learn that they don't have anybody put down to give them things. I noticed a lot of people even for children for the school thing, I think it is bad as a bad habit that they have with the returning to school, and they just go and get things from with people without names, so they don't know who to thank. They don't know who they owe. And you have parents who will come to people in the area and so on. They never tell the children who gave them money to buy a pair of shoes for them or anything else. And the children will pass and look in your face and not speak. And they don't know that the last meal they had came from some money that you gave the parents. The parents have to let children know who is helping them go where they are. Because sometimes they're very rude to the same people who are helping them. They don't know they have an excuse. They know it doesn't drop from the sky. But the mother come home with a whole chicken and so on. They didn't know that she passed by me and I gave her a $20 bill and she went up to the supermarket and bought these things. People have got to tell children where they get their help. And also, I remember in times past, people would send the children when it comes to near Christmas or anything, vacation, and send them to the person and say, is there anything that we can do to help you? And they would help clean the windows or do something. It doesn't have to be a big brick back task, but the point is that they will help you to do something because you are the person helping their family to put food on the table. But children pass and look you in your face and don't say a word. I remember a woman, I was teaching, a woman comes in here asking me about money to buy shoes for her children going to school. And she never offered to do one thing for me. And I was working there and extra teaching in the evening and all sorts of things. People are bringing up children the wrong way. Plus, the next thing, Sluggy, I do not know how. You see, people don't know that you have to save 5 cents before you can save a dollar. I do not know how the women that don't work can sit down all day with a baby that needs pampers that they have to buy when the man is not working, when they have things called diapers that all of us used to wear before, that they can make diapers when they get to 8 months or whatever, they start and get the things and make the diapers and have a dozen, two dozen diapers there for the baby. Baby don't do nothing so terrible that you think. If you feel that at night or something, so you care to use a pamper for to relieve yourself, that is one thing. Plus, in fact, that's making up the garbage. Excess garbage for nothing. If they use those, but use the diapers and wash them on mornings, you could pass and see. Even nowadays, the people in certain religion, you can pass and you can see 12 diapers hanging out on a line. You know that somebody got a baby there, and that is money saved. That is money saved, and that is health. Is also kept to a thing, but they don't want to hear from anybody. We don't want nobody to get nothing. And everything they're going to spend, and don't have one damn cent. And they go, somebody, you can come and trust. Let me do something. I came back 50 years ago, right now. I came back here from Jamaica to take up this house, and I had saved every cent for the down payment and the legal fees. I didn't have to borrow money to do that. I saved everything. While I was teaching, I had chickens in a thing in the back, and I would kill a few broilers on Fridays and so on to take up to the to the school for the other teachers with me and get a few extra dollars, although I was getting my degree salary. But you have people that get, have nothing and don't want to put themselves out to get an extra cent. Don't want to help you. And every looking of everybody face, I ain't got nothing. I got to get an aspiration. And they ain't got a nightgown. They ain't got a damn. And that sort of thing. But they don't want, well, nobody's going to talk to me. Because if you can't help do something, I am not giving you anything. I ain't God. I'm just a normal human being. And if you can't help yourself, I ain't helping you. People have got to learn that they have to put out a hand. They come and you go and sit down and you're doing 10 things and they're waiting for you to give them money to do something for them and they don't offer to help you do anything.
Sluggy.
You forgot to put the hand. I love it, Grant. I love it, Grant. Where are you calling from?
Number 24, Dunder Park, Caveville, St. Michael. My name
number
is
24.
Adele Lynch.
Adele Lynch, number 24, Rock Dunder Park, Caveville, St. Michael.
L-Y-N-C-H, the seventh daughter of
yes,
Delbert Scarlett Lynch.
All right. Adele Lynch, thank you so much for that.
L-Y-N-C-H, Delbert Lynch, the Walmart musician, my seventh daughter.
Yes, okay. We love that, and I hope you keep it locked, and I listen to what you said, and it sounds like if you're a lady of integrity and hard work, but you're also a nice and helpful lady, and I appreciate that. Ollie, we have a call on someone on the cell phone. We don't want to run out their phone. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Let's go.
Yes, good evening to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Now,
yes, please.
To you and to your partners there. All right?
Yes.
Now, I wanted to listen to this show by accident. But I heard of you, about you before, though. I heard your name Sluggy here and there. And first, I want to congratulate you for doing a magnificent job with the youth. You're inspiring them and so on. I just heard about you. Your contribution from your partner there. And I was sorry that I couldn't have attended the debate too to see how the youngsters were performing. And I know you have a musical fire. So when you talk about occupying the youth, I think I heard you sometime in this week on the radio or last week and you were mentioning music, right? So I know that you seem to have a musical bias. And when you talk about occupying the youth, you talk about what you know, which is the music and probably the sports and so on. But it is a good thing. The major point is that the youth needs to be occupied. And everybody will have their own biases and talents. So they would probably want to see the youth occupied in the area that they know best. Now, I think it's a very good idea. Now, Sluggy, you said something tonight that caught my attention, caused me really to call in. I don't know if I have you right, but you were saying something like, when it comes to the youth, you should never be short of money. My interpretation of it is that when it comes to the youth, you're saying when it comes to the youth, don't tell me, and maybe from a government perspective, don't tell me you ain't got money that you could provide, maybe whether it be facility or maybe...
There's not just government, there's corporate Barbados too. Corporate Barbados ain't being spared. This is corporate Barbados.
Two. Oh, right. Yeah, I think so too. I agree. Because when it comes to when it comes to the crop of the evening. And so, here the ones who earn the most money. And you have the Californians doing a lot of work, and other areas of society performing, bringing the tourists here, and they are the ones benefiting big time. So I want to excuse them, but of course, you know, the corporate Barbados may say that we didn't make a lot of money or whatever, but I for one believe, right, that government ultimately have the responsibility for society. Anybody in corporate Barbados could say, I ain't giving anything. But I think that government has authority in the sense that...
Yeah, corporate, listen to me, right? Corporate Barbados can't do that because they know that we are cowards. So corporate Barbados know that business is just taught. Them know that we're in like America or some parts of Jamaica or other parts of the world where if they're doing their civic duty or support, we will not support our product for an entire month. Like they know that right. We can just talk, but we ain't attack no action. So corporate Barbados and Barbados have the pleasure of knowing that Barbadians are cowards.
That is absolutely true.
Then if buts about it, we are cowards. Barbadians are cowards. Don't care what happened to us. It could be the cruelest thing. It could be the meanest thing. They got 280,000 of we. Sand could affect 100,000. And you will never see at least 30. And even if you see 30,000, that's still a small number compared to 280,000. Even if we see it or 60,000 Bajans can't walk. They got only 220,000 can walk. And then we see, all right, 40,000 is babies. We can still got about 140,000 people, and you can never see 40,000 people.
Barbados know that
we can just talk. We can just talk, we ain't gonna do nothing.
That is so true. That's why
the youth shooting about people literally being killed, and you will get programs trying to help the youth from that. Will get turned on. Tell me what is more serious than people getting killed, brother. There's nothing, no caller, no executive, nobody in government, nobody can tell me nothing to change how I think. For me, there's nothing worse than somebody dying. Are you kidding when the boy say?
I 100% that is me. Yes, and I see you're passionate about it. Because a lot of us is only look on because it don't happen to us personally, right? And that's why we were just...
Right, that way is, my son that dead, and don't be me that violent, you know what I mean? And me that being a fat soy good, that way is. You say, brother, it's the truth.
Yeah, and if you look at our society, you notice that everybody, when something happened in the district, they're shocked because they say, well, this is a quiet district. This nothing so never happened here. And they're always in
right,
shock.
You know what I mean? Remember this conversation we're having now, it can happen. We were there saying, sorry to say, watch and see, it can happen. And then people can act like if myself or because it's me or because it's Rastaman or lot, so I know it is, but people can act like if we ain't having these conversations before these things happen. That is the part that does be sad. It will come and say, or it got programs. It want a breakfast program at in every constituency. They say they got 30 constituencies. I would say, we need 30 places. They got places in Barbados where you could supply two or three constituencies from one place. Let's say you in St. Peter, people in St. Peter could come down. People in St. Lucie could come down. You understand me? People from all over could come down in a central location. So you could serve more than one constituency. So say come up with a plan, they want 14 centers to do breakfast programs, and they got the 14 centers, and they got my staff. And they won't feed all the hungry children from the morning. Like, at least get one meal. No.
Right.
The government or whoever could tell me, all right, Sluggy, in order to get a project approved, you know, you got to put the objectives, put who is going to benefit. You know, you got to work out the budget, the proposed budget, how the money is going to be spent, who are the persons coming. You know, you got to work with these things, you want to tell me these things. Right. And I'm saying this on air so that I could prove to Barbados that I know the things. You understand? So that's where God say these things. So I can explain to you all everything you need to satisfy in order to get a proper project a proper project approved. You get me? So I can explain to Barbados all the intricacies, all the parts inside. So Barbados know that if they tell you all that Stuggy can't do a proper proposal, everybody Barbados can say, well, that's a lie. Because all the things you said that gotta be in it, Stuggy know that gotta be in it. And then I can go a step further and tell you that I am beyond the proving stage. If I go right real pretty to prove that I Stuggy, I'm not doing it.
Ever again.
And I don't care who that, because I think that everybody knows Stuggy do. Like, I go out, come and holler, yeah, they Stuggy down, who's doing so and so. That's a lie. Tell me who don't know what he's doing.
All right.
You get me, brother? You say you hear people say they're here with me before they meet me. So, do I have to write pretty? I want you, don't say because it's me. If I want you to be honest with me, not because it's me, I can take it. You think that I go out write real pretty anymore to prove that I am who Stuggy Dan?
But listen, listen. I don't know you as a personally. I just tell you from the start.
We just right and right because we deal with personality. We deal with helping the youth.
Your son is doing, you're doing it, and you're helping the youth. That is what I call the program. And I like it because I might have them in my own way, but I know the skill that you do and with the passion that you have, I wouldn't go there on a limb like how you're doing it. So I think sometimes you need to hear from us in the public. And if we sit down and enjoy something that you're saying, right? But we never took the phone to call you to compliment you. So you may think that you are alone or that you don't have the public support. So I say I will lend my voice to let you know and the public know too that you have support.
Let me tell you.
Sir, but Stuggy, before you sir, I just want to thank you for calling in, though.
Appreciate that. You're welcome. Right.
I just want to tell you this before you go. I want you to know that it's cause like this is what I appreciate more than anything, more than any sponsorship, more than any money, more than any praise, celebrity, what people may call it. Persons that you supporting the cause simply for the cause, not because of who I am, not for anything personal, because of you hear what you're speaking about, you hear what the youth doing, and you love that, only that, not the person, and that is what I appreciate most about callers like you, because that's all I care about. I ain't wanting a love. I ain't wanting a stardom. I don't even want to thank you. I just want people to acknowledge that I got young people out here doing good things and somebody fighting for them.
Well, sir, I gotta butt in and thank you so much for your call. Please call us back another evening. Thank you, sir. Sluggy, there is a ship that's going to be sailing for Smooth Sailing Saturdays in just a matter of minutes. So we do have to wrap up.
Getting ready.
Yep. Let's get some final thoughts from you and the guys.
Oh, no problem. I was ready to go. No problem, buddy. I just want to say thanks to Barbados for all the love and support. You know, and you know, you got me throughout the year. This is anything that I just doing for a time. So I don't need to say goodbye. As long as you all allow me, I'll be here every single Saturday. And if you all don't allow me, I will go in the middle of the street and champion young people because I'm doing this here until I am dead.
Archie and Dan.
Yeah, I also want to say thank you to everyone that tuned in. I want to say thank you to the Division of Youth, the National Transformation Initiative, the NTI, and also the National Cultural Foundation. Those people, those groups of people, you know, never forsaken us. They're back. That's 100%. You know, they're trying to put us in the limelight. And just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to you, Ollie. I want to say thank you to you, Sluggy, Archie.
Vision, rhythm, and rhyme. Archie, you want to say something?
I was just saying thanks for having me, man. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure having you here too, Archie. We will see a lot more of you. Vision, rhythm, and rhyme brought to you with the kind compliments of the NTI.
Tis the season of good cheer and being jolly, while taking care not to engage in too much folly, nor to falter as you run around here and there helter-skelter, finishing last-minute tasks, shopping, cooking, cleaning, liming, partying, or whatever. Just remember to pause and take a moment to give thanks for the gifts of life, love, and learning. Learning with love leads to growth and feeling more alive. Giving yourself the gift of lifelong learning is a way of loving yourself. Becoming better equipped to help those around you is a way of loving others. There's not a lot that can make you more cheerful and jollier than that.